News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR, delivering powerful mobile coverage for businesses in every town, city and county in Ireland.
Okay, we've been discussing it all morning as the speculation continues over whether Michael D. Higgins will run for a second term. And we've been asking, do we need a presidency at all? Ian O'Doherty, columnist with the Irish Independent, you believe we don't.
I'm certainly open to arguments saying why we should. I mean, this is the thing. It's, I mean, even when I wrote the piece in the end, I normally, with, you know, yourself, when you write a column, you have all the answers and I come in with the solutions. This one, I'm genuinely kind of baffled because on an emotional level, I think it would be nice to have a head of state. But the thing about it is that history has shown us, recent history has shown us, that we just tend to get heads of state who are either utterly irrelevant or they don't actually seem to understand the brief of their job. I mean, on several occasions, I don't think anybody would deny that Higgins is he's fundamentally a good man and all that, but he doesn't seem to really understand the limits of the job. And I think he seems to look on those limitations, the constitutional limitations that are around the office of the presidency, he seems to look on them as sort of a bothersome intrusion on his right to expression limits of the job. I mean, you only have to look back to, you know, his response. What will, if not necessarily damn his presidency, but what will certainly define it was his response to Fidel Castro's death, for example. I mean, that was when we saw the real Michael D. Higgins. It's the old school sort of Jeremy Corbyn-style lefty who just, you know, clings on to a certain view of the world.
But it was hypocritical of him, because considering what all the other things he claims to stand for. But at the same time, as Shane was pointing out here earlier, people don't really care about those things.
Well, this is the we care once every 7 years if we're lucky enough. Where basically, if we can, like in 2011, we get an absolute cracker of an election, where we just. I mean, I was only when I was writing the piece, I was thinking back to the febrile frenzy around the whole debates and things. It's amazing. The country really, really, for one brief flurry, really cared about a job that nobody really gives a toss about.
But why? By the way, this you just raised that issue there. The presidential election, in the past couple of presidential elections, it has descended into a modern version of a gladiatorial bloodfest. And the public and the media were baying for blood each time. Like, why did it get so brutal, by the way?
It's such an incredibly Irish thing that we will expend so much energy and anger and rancor over the most irrelevant job in politics. And it's the only time as if we pretend to actually care about it. But I think what it is that, the Irish, we like a good scrap. We like throwing people into a bag and seeing who's going to be the last person to come out. I mean, the thing is, I mean, we can make all the arguments about various different, you know, candidates being scuppered and, you know, all the dirty tricks and things that we saw in 2011. It made for great entertainment. And I think that's honestly the way people look in the presidency now. I mean, the thing is, I mean, even with Michael D. now, I mean, he's doing his own sort of version of Lanigan's ball. I mean, he's stepping in and then he's stepping back out again.
But he is a man of principle, and he did say that he would not stay on after one term. And if we're to take him at his word, then there is no room for realpolitik. There is no room for compromise, Maria, because the public want to keep him.
Yeah, well, the thing is, you know, Paul, I mean, there's no such thing as a politician of principle. Michael D. Higgins, the man, might be a man of principle.
But he's above all that, Ian.
Well, I mean, of course he's not. And this is the one good thing, actually, that it will actually remind people. I mean, you see, the thing about it is that Higgins has almost become, certainly among some of the younger people, when you see the way they talk about him on social media and stuff, it's like he's become the nation's favourite pet or something. It's, you know, I don't want
every
a president that you can
is like that, though. Every president is like, they're all loved, aren't they, Ian? I mean, Mary McAleese before that, Mary Robinson before, they can do no wrong in the eyes of the public. I find it quite amusing to watch it.
Well, I mean, this is the thing. I mean, the founding fathers, if you like, of the Constitution, they did manage to come up with, I mean, through accident or design, a post that most rational Irish people actually look at with a degree of sort of amusement. I mean, we kind of, you know, I mean, we like to have a president there. And, if we get an election every 7 years over the last few elections, the country briefly goes mad. And, I mean, if you look back at all the talks of the various different dirty tricks that were that went on the last time, you'd swear it was like the Trump election or something.
That.
You know, I mean, all we were missing at the time was an FBI Russian link or something. I mean, it was, and this is for a job that is even more irrelevant than being in the Senate.
But the reason I think that they don't, they aren't criticised and they're loved is because they don't make decisions that affect our everyday lives. They just come along and shake hands and smile at people, a bit like the Queen.
It, It is very much like the Queen. And also as well, because I mean, the thing is, I mean, this is why I think actually the job probably proved even more attractive to Michael Dee than he maybe even suspected it would be himself.
Okay, O'Doherty, you've laid out your stall.
No, but it's basically he gets to say what the problems are, but he doesn't have to give up what the answers might be.
But you've laid out your stall, Ian O'Doherty. Get off the fence, yes or no? Your tick, 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 tick.
No. I think ultimately probably I'd probably come down at the no.
Ian O'Doherty says, get rid of the presidency. Ian O'Doherty, columnist with the Irish Independent. It's always a pleasure to talk to you.